This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the men that can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make them need to run.
That's
I'm every trash, EMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you yawn and grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Oh my goodness. I mean, this is a wild football Friday. We have this. I think it's fair to say the biggest local football weekend maybe we've had in a decade. And I get to spend it with you, Rick DiPietro. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Dave. I'm telling you right now, anyone that is not following along with Raymond Santiago and picking the games he's picking is they're out of their minds.
Now, you're right about that. The man is like a modern day Jimmy the Greek, and I will tell you this. Now you might deny it, and that's fine. You liked Buffalo. You wanted to go Buffalo, but because you're so neurotic and won't take a Thursday game, you missed out on a layup seemingly that was Buffalo.
Yeah, that's right.
All that's true.
All that's true. All that's 1,000% true.
And now you're kicking yourself that you didn't take the Bills.
I couldn't handle it. I'm not afraid to admit it. I couldn't handle it.
The Thursday pick for you is just too much.
Just too much. I was going to do it on Thanksgiving. Couldn't pull the trigger. I was going to do it yesterday. Couldn't pull the trigger.
I mean, this is standing in the way of you. You're not going to have to dress up like a lady.
Listen, I'm not there yet. That hasn't sunk in yet. I feel like I got three good picks this week. I could get right back.
Do you have your picks, or could they change between now and 7:45?
Oh, they could always change.
Oh, no. You have no conviction in your picks.
No, I have conviction. I knew my picks last week stunk. Second last pick came out of my mouth. I was like, ugh, I don't like those at all.
Really?
I didn't like them at all. I just had a feeling after I did it.
Hmm.
Hated it.
That's not good.
Yeah, wasn't great. You know what? I want to move past it. I'm going to pretend like this first half hasn't happened, and I'm back.
All right. Well, Raymond has a commanding lead. What if do we include the game that he got right last night in our standings or no?
I think we have to.
We have
it's a
to.
Win. Well, what kind of question was that?
A win's a win, Dave.
Well, no, I understand that. But sometimes you don't tally that win because it's unfair. He has an extra game pick than we do. So I don't know if we tally that or not. But all right, we'll tally it. Fine. We'll tally it.
However, I chose to play on Thursday. You did not.
Yeah. However,
because you have so much free time.
however you want to slice it, Ray going into yesterday had a two-game lead, now a three-game lead on second. And if you're going,
which is you, I'll give the standings, please.
Well, you were asking questions. I'm just delivering. I'm delivering information.
All I asked was, do we count that as far as the standings at the moment? You say yes, fine. Mm-hmm. So Raymond, 22 wins. RJ, 19. I have 18. And if you look way back there, you can barely see a little speck of Rick DiPietro with 16 wins.
I got robbed. It's all right. RJ was in last place last week.
He was?
Yeah,
and now you are.
3-0 week. That's it.
And now you are. So remember what the wager is. On that maybe Monday or Tuesday after the season ends, we'll open up the phone lines. People can destroy you as much as they want, and all you can say is, or whoever the loser is, oh, thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, well, we get to the winners, whoever those three winners are, get to decide what that person has to say in response.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know.
I know.
If you lose, it could be like maybe a Let's Go Rangers. Thank you so much, Let's Go Rangers.
That would be nasty, but I would have to do it because I lost fair and square.
That's right. But you see my two games out.
Did you see my new Twitter profile pic? It's fantastic.
I saw it.
It's beautiful.
Now you're nasty.
What do you mean? It's a celebratory picture.
Well, it's not a celebratory picture. Stop it.
That picture was plastered all over Newsday.
You used that picture because you knew I didn't like it.
I love it.
That's what you are.
I was fat at one point.
You are, I can find a piece of broken something,
let me shred you with it. That's what you are.
I think you look happy.
All I'm telling you, Dave, is own who you are, because you are one fat bastard.
Oh!
Wow. I can get behind that.
There's your boy, Don. You hear your boy, Don? Always says that. That's supposed to be a guy. Just let you know.
I'm not starting. It's fine. I mean, for Carlin to be saying that is just, I mean, hello.
That's when you know it's bad.
Yeah.
That's when you know.
Stop it.
That's your comedic partner. That's the guy you went to battle
Listen,
with.
Listen, I think he's a funny man, but you know what I never realized also? The neuroses that goes on within Chris Carlin. He was a neurotic fool.
Dude, he was, I mean, he wasn't lying. When we had that Zoom, he told everybody, he's like, I don't know if I want to do this.
Yeah, he was so stressed to do that K-Show event. So and you know what, Adam, the most stressed, and this is sincere, because people love the behind the scenes. This is honestly true. Being involved with you had him the most stressed.
Why is the assumption that I'm going to do something to embarrass everybody all the time?
Why do you think there would be that assumption?
Really,
it's not like we would be scared about Ray or RJ or Michael or Don or maybe Peter Little or me. What or Carlin? Why do you think it would be you?
That's what makes it exciting, isn't it?
Because you're a loose cannon.
Exactly right. I tiptoe that line. Occasionally, hop over.
You don't tiptoe. You know, you're like the soccer ball in the Japan Spain match, where it goes over the line and still counts somehow. Did you see that ball?
Yes.
I don't understand. How is that a goal?
Ask our soccer expert, RJ Santillo.
Oh, RJ, can you explain how that's a goal? I mean, they go to VAR. They have these offsides, you know, like mechanics of what's offside and what's not, and they go to replay. The ball is clearly over the line. Like, that's a goal.
I don't know.
well said.
And the referee's down. Suck.
Was that not an egregious no call?
How would he know? How would he know? He was probably off so asking questions to people.
Yeah, were you at a meet and greet with like somebody, some big sports entity?
I wish. I was watching.
Was there any kind of Yankee meet and greet yesterday you could go to?
So that game you watch, huh?
Listen, I'm full throttle. I'm all in. Tomorrow morning.
You'll sleep right through it.
I actually can't sleep past like 8 o'clock. It's troubling, really.
I think there's a 50-50 chance you watch that game in the morning.
50-50? What's wrong
with
you?
You're not committed because you're not committed.
What's wrong with me? You just sacrificed the biggest game in U.S. soccer in the last, I don't know, 8, 10, 12 years.
You know what the beauty of it is?
What?
There's the new biggest game in the next 10, 20 years.
That's right. But I don't know what moves the needle for you.
Listen, I saw it. I saw the Pulisic goal injury, the pelvic injury. I saw it all.
You didn't see when Iran kicked it through the keeper's legs and it was just dangling there right near the goal line. You didn't see that.
Sure, when Walker Zimmerman cleared it, I sure did.
No, you didn't. You didn't see it live. You didn't see it live.
Derek would have taken my phone. I couldn't do that.
Derek would have done nothing with your phone.
He would have been fine with you watching the game. You should have given periodic play-by-play.
I'm sure he would have appreciated it.
Yeah, stop the whole Michael K. Derek Jeter interview. 73rd minute, everybody! Still 1-0.
Tell you what, a lot of people would have appreciated it.
I think most people would have appreciated it.
As soon as we got the green light, you know, Jimmy Pitaro goes up there, thanks for coming. Phones right back out by the dozen.
Christian Pulisic gave all. Gave his all. You know how Raymond Santiago feels about that?
Obviously, the reason for the holiday, it's Memorial Day, guys. Listen, the saying is, some gave all, some gave all, obviously.
yeah, obviously, that's the saying. We've known it forever. Some gave all, obviously. I don't mean to get into morbid topics, but on your tombstone, I think that'd be a nice little saying.
Very morbid.
Right?
You already said I'm going to be dead within 10 years.
No. Listen, it'll say something to the effect, what were you born, like 1982, 83, something like that?
70.
Well, I'm in the 70s. I am. So what are you, like an 82 kind
84,
of baby?
84.
84. So like Raymond, 1984 to, you know, 2063, like a good long life. And then father, husband, friend, confidant, quote, some gave all, Some gave all, obviously.
This is going to be a very large tombstone. I don't know where all this is going to fit.
Well, you have two jobs. So you obviously, you're going to be for means by that point. Your new wife is going to be...
loaded.
Your second wife or third wife, she'll be very...
loaded.
Yeah.
Second wife?
Well, I mean, he can't settle down.
Well, he can't keep a woman. So
He can't settle down. He can't commit. He has obvious commitment issues. So, yes.
So what are you assuming?
No, so now this thing has changed. Yeah. Now it's commitment issues. See,
you're assuming
see what you're doing.
You're assuming the first one's practice.
Well, yeah. Honest with you, Rick, and we'll get to the Jets and Giants and the magnitude of the weekend in a moment. I can't confirm for you he hasn't been married yet.
So he secretly could be married right now. We don't even know about it.
No, he could have already been in and out of a failed marriage, and I would have no idea. Would you?
No, I wouldn't. He won't tell us anything.
Exactly. So I'm just going to assume the worst.
Obviously. I think there's a chance we don't find out anything from now until you get the wedding invite in the mail.
Which I assume I'll be doing, by the way. I'll be the one doing the wedding.
There's no way he's going to let you do it.
Oh, you assume a lot.
Yeah, see, he's not going
to
let you do
the wedding. Raymond. Obviously.
You guys actually may be playing your way out of the invite list.
No, you'd have to invite us.
Yeah, that'd be real nasty if you didn't.
That would be pretty low.
We'd have a real show.
I don't think I could not invite you.
No. Just please don't do it during a football game like some people on the show.
What kind of animal do you think I am?
Well, an RJ Santillo kind of animal.
Game.
Doesn't matter.
It does.
Not really. Actually, you're right, it does. I apologize. If you had done it during the regular season, I wouldn't have gone. So I went, and I had a great time.
Literally turned around quickly.
No, you're right. Listen, I commit what I'm wrong, and I'm wrong.
Of course it did. He was in the kitchen watching the football game.
It really did happen.
Yeah, it did happen. Like, it's like you went, but did you go, really?
I mean, yeah, I went.
It's like going on a date, and mentally you were elsewhere. You were thinking about someone else.
Listen, the third date I had with Sherry was during that thrilling Miami-Ohio State National Championship game, which was a phenomenal game. And I went up to the bar to check the score. Half an hour later, I come back to the table and apologize. So this is my MO.
No, we know. This is how you get audio like this.
So you're one of these people that can't find anyone else attractive?
I think Sherry's better looking than Kate Upton. How about that?
I agree with you 100%.
How about that? Save Rothenberg.
I mean, I don't understand what I did wrong. What are you having a baby, RJ?
Who knows? Who knows with him? These guys don't tell us
anything. Listen, you'll be told. When
we're open books.
When things are prevalent, you'll be told.
Would you not agree that Rick and I share everything with you guys, and you guys are closed and buttoned up and closed off to us as friends?
How am I closed off?
When are you having a baby?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want from me?
Have you pulled the goalie? I mean, where are we at? What stage?
Forget. Honestly, it doesn't matter. Nobody cares. You know what? When you have the baby, let us know, okay?
Yep.
Great. Let's move on. 1-800-919-3776. So 6:45, we do the famous Around the League. 7:15, Frenzy. 7:35, CJ Uzama. Is that right? Uzama, right?
Uzama.
I'm going to mess it up when he comes.
No, you'll call him CJ, which is what you should do.
Yeah. So don't even say Uzama?
No, for one time.
So CJ Uzama joins us here at 98.7, and from that moment on, it's just CJ.
CJ, yeah.
But when I reset, I have to say Uzama.
A tight end for the Jets, CJ.
I have to give his last name. You know him, 87.
Our guy.
87 in your program, number one in your heart, CJ.
Is our guy.
And then 7:45, the all-important and now all-stressful football pick. So it's a busy, busy Friday. Let's get going, shall we?
I think we shall.
So, do you think it's fair to say biggest football Sunday combined Jets and Giants in
forever?
Over 10 years,
a long time. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking like this is especially for the Giants, man. Especially for the Giants.
No, I don't think that's right.
I think that's right.
You think this is bigger for the Giants than the Jets?
I think it's big for both. But I think that. You know, and regardless of how you feel about Minnesota, right? Like Minnesota is still record-wise one of the best teams in the NFC. Okay, I mean Jets looked really good. Mike White looked really good.
He sure did.
But there's a lot of people that look at this Minnesota Vikings team as one of the better teams in the NFC. Now, the Commanders are rolling, which is fine, but you have a game like when you look at where the Giants are at. in their remaining schedule, the fact that they haven't won a division game yet, we got the Eagles still twice. Like, you need a couple of these games, and this would be the one of those games that I would circle as, okay, if you're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, you need to win this game.
Yeah.
You need to win this game. How about this? I'm thinking about these games last night. I'm doing a little research on these games. I don't feel good about the Giants. I feel good about both teams. I like the matchup for both teams this weekend. Everyone, and both teams underdogs. Giants are getting, 2.5? Jets are getting 3. I think both teams are going to win their games this weekend.
I think you should take both teams then. But you won't do it because you just talk the talk. You never walk the walk.
No, don't listen, there might be games I like better.
I'll tell you what, Fat Dave, that's my my new Twitter avatar, he would take them.
Well, you know, why don't you have a conversation with Fat Dave?
I don't think we'll ever see Fat Dave again.
You're not going to see that level of Fat Dave.
I was fat at one point. I do periodic dieting.
That's Fat Dave.
All right, so let me ask you a quick question. Let's start with the Jets here. What about the Jets going into Minnesota has you so confident?
All right, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I will see your question, and I will raise you a tease, and I will answer that on the other side. How's that?
Like it.
All right, so what has me so bullish on the Jets and the Giants? I will let you know that next, and we'll start our analysis.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Frenzy 715, Around the League 645. All right, so ask your question again, and now we'll dive into it. Go ahead.
All right, so, I mean, you said you like both of these teams to win. So I want to know, what about the Jets makes you feel so good about this game against
Minnesota? All right, well, I'll tell you. Firstly, and I really believe this, I think Minnesota is absolute frauds. I know they're 8-2. I do not believe in them. Their point differential is like zero. So they're winning narrow games and losing games that they're getting absolutely hammered in, okay? I've watched them play. I hate to do the old comparison game, but New England's offense looks like it's from the 1960s. Like, it's awful. Last night against Buffalo, whose defense is not special, it was dreadful.
It was bad, yeah.
But last week against Minnesota, Mac Jones looked like Peyton Manning because Minnesota's defense is not good. And I think Minnesota is not a really tough team. Now, is it tough to play there? Yeah, I think it's a home field. If the game was at New York, I would love the Jets to win this game. But I think the Jets are the better team. And I think if they go out there and play their game, there's no reason the Jets can't win this game. So, and that's only the Minnesota aspect of it. I think the Jets are built to go up against a team like Minnesota because defense travels. I don't care if you're in a dome. I don't care if you're in cold weather. Defense travels. And I think the Jets' defense is really good. Like, when I think about the elite defenses in the NFL, I think Niners, I think Cowboys, I think Jets. I think their defense is right there. I think Sauce Gardner is elite. I think Quinnen Williams is playing at a very special level right now. They get pressure on the quarterback. They get pressure with four guys. I don't trust Kirk Cousins. I really like the Jets this week.
Okay, a couple things. So you're right. I mean, the Vikings are 9-2. Point differential, they're plus, I think they're like plus 6.
It's unbelievable.
Which is unbelievable, yeah. No, plus 5 actually, even worse, plus 5. Their pass defense is bad, really bad. Like, Mac Jones diced them up on Thanksgiving.
They don't get pressure on the quarterback.
So, I mean, you're right. Defense, that's one of the most exciting parts of this game is watching. I don't know how often he'll be on Justin Jefferson, but watching Sauce going up against Justin. Even DJ Reed up against Justin Jefferson. That's going to be a good test for them. I don't care how much you don't trust Kirk Cousins. That's a good offense.
That's
a really good offense.
Listen. Hockenson.
Yes, that was a big addition for them.
Big addition. Thielen and Justin Jefferson is elite. Now, Dalvin Cook is good, Dalvin too, Cook. But he's had a quiet-ish year.
No, but you can have your hands full. Like, this is a legit. Like, this is a legitimately good offense.
Totally agree. There's a good offense. I agree. Yep.
Yeah. I think the wild card in this, like, because Minnesota's, you know, passing defense is so bad, is Mike White. Can Mike White follow up what we saw last week with another really good game?
I got to be honest. I don't see any reason why he can't. Like,
no, I don't either.
There's nothing about that Minnesota defense which gives me real pause and concern. I don't think they're very good.
It's not daunting. I mean, they'll turn you over. I mean, that's one of the things that they do really well. They're an opportunistic defense that will turn you over, and that's something that, again, I mean, that's part of the reason why Mike White is now the starting quarterback for the New York Jets.
Well, as bullish as I am on the Jets, if you told me right now that Zach Wilson was starting, I wouldn't feel like this at all.
No, of course not.
No. So I'm bought into Mike White. I think he's going to go out there. I think he's going to play well. He's got weapons, right? You saw that last week. I mean, yes, Jefferson, Thielen, Hockenson on their side, all very good. The Jets have weapons of their own.
Yeah, the Jets have weapons of their own. You're not wrong at all. But, I mean, this is, again, you're going in on the road, and I know defense travels, running game travels, special teams travels, like all that stuff travels. I get it. But, I mean, at the end of the day, regardless of how you feel about Minnesota, they're finding ways to win games. They're 9-2. Like, they're finding a way. So this is going to be, I mean, this is a really good test.
It's a great test. It's a great test. I don't disagree with you. I just, when I look at it, I think the Jets are going to win this game. And you know what? You haven't stood up and argued with me. I don't think you disagree.
No, but I don't. Listen, I mean, I think you asked me if I thought the Jets were going to make the playoffs. And I do. I feel like the Jets should make the playoffs. That's their goal right now. I mean, by doing what they did at the quarterback position, that's their stated goal, is that we're going to try to make the playoffs now. Okay, well, I mean, this is a game against a good team that I don't think is a great team by any stretch. And I think, I mean, your defense can play with any defense in the National Football League. Any defense.
Yeah, exactly. So you trust your quarterback a little more. This is a good test for because it's not a great defense, but it's a tough game. This is a really good test for Mike White.
It is. I still give him tons of credit for what he was able to do. I know there's no Justin Fields, and it was Chicago, and that defense stinks. But still, like, yeah, given this opportunity, the amount of pressure, the spotlight, everyone, fans chanting his name, and he answered the bell. And
I give him a ton of credit, because it's not like you won the game 16-10 and he threw for a $139. No, that wasn't the recipe to this win. You went out there. He was great. You were like, oh, my God, Elijah Moore can do these things. Garrett Wilson is a true number one. Like, it was a different-looking offense.
In awful conditions, by the way.
Terrible. It was miserable.
Like he ran the offense the way the offense was intended to be run. He was efficient. I mean, he completed almost 80% of his passes. Like, almost 79% of his passes went for over 300, had the three touchdowns. I don't care what James Robinson, I don't care if he's mad or not, Bam Knight stepped in and he ran the ball really well.
Well, I think that's the nice thing, too, is the Jets are, listen, they're not trying to humiliate or embarrass guys, but they're not about feelings now, right? Like, if you give me a better chance to win than this guy, then that's what's going to happen. You're going to start, you're going to play, and he's not. I don't care if we traded for him. I don't care if we drafted him second overall. We are here to win.
Well, they put a lot of pressure on themselves, man. But I mean, by doing what they did with Zach Wilson, they put a lot of pressure on themselves. The second, I mean, how many times have you already heard this? We've talked about it on the show. That if you use a pick that high, a premium pick on a quarterback, and it doesn't work out, it's not good for the GM. It's not good for the head coach if that's their guy. Like, there's not a lot of longevity in that. But, I mean, we had the conversation a couple days ago. But Joe Douglas has done such a good job with the roster around that pick.
Right.
Like, this year's draft, free agency, Salah with the defense. It's like, you know, I mean, and now all of a sudden you bench him, and if you make the playoffs, it's like, okay, listen, yeah, we screwed up. Zach Wilson wasn't the guy. But look at this team that we built. It's a pretty damn good team.
It's a terrific team. It really is. And that's without your best offensive lineman. And that's without, I think it's fair to say, your best offensive weapon.
Yep.
In Breece Hall. And there's still, I mean, you're right. This is a really good football team, which is what, and again, it doesn't need to be the topic of conversation today, but it's what makes it so destructive that Zach is so bad. Because could you imagine, you're excited now, could you imagine the level of excitement you would have if Zach Wilson was good?
Well, if Zach Wilson was good,
you wouldn't be able to contain yourself.
No, because we wouldn't be 7-4. I mean, we'd probably be 9-2. I mean, right? I mean, if you had half decent, like, without the turnovers in the first game, and those are some bad decisions, and then how bad the offense was in the second game, you'd be 9-2.
9-2.
At the worst, 8-3. Let's call it 8-3.
You'd be competing for the number one seed in the AFC is what you'd be doing.
Yeah, you'd be like, we would be talking about like the division more than just finding a way to get a wild card right now.
That's right. And you got what you wanted last night, right? You wanted Buffalo to win that game.
Yeah, by three, but whatever.
But odds are we're not catching Raymond anyway, and we don't need to.
You know what the most surprising thing about watching this Patriots team, number one, why they ever got away from those helmets and those uniforms is beyond me because they're awesome.
Beautiful.
I'm surprised they let both teams wear those white helmets because that would screw me up. If I'm the quarterback and I take a quick glance and I see they look similar. And how, like, the Patriots are not buttoned up at all this year. See the end of the first half, how they use their timeouts?
No, they're not. Did you find it strange that they didn't take the timeouts at the end of the game?
At the end of the half, it was weird. Like, they waited for a couple seconds, and they finally took one. And then
You know why? Joe Judge.
Well, no, I just think...
I blame it all on Joe Judge.
I think it's Patricia, too, man. But it's just... And then they missed the field goal. They took a delay of game on a... I don't know. It's just... It's not the same...
Last time you saw a 48-yard field goal short?
I'm used to seeing... Like, dude, we thought there was a legitimate chance that Justin Tucker was going to hit, a 67-yard field goal?
How about Al Michaels? And that is good.
He's not interested at all in doing these games.
No, he wants to collect a paycheck and get right out of there.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Your big shootout bonanza against the likes of Connor McDavid and the elite players in the NHL is this afternoon on the point at 4 o'clock?
It's the first edition. Yeah, the first installment.
Is it today's McDavid?
Today's McDavid, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Save DiPietro!
Can you give us a little, unlike Raymond who tells us nothing, can you give us a little insight into what might happen or has happened?
You want me to send it to you?
You have the video?
I have the video.
Well, here's the thing. I don't want to know without everybody else knowing. Like, if you can't tell anybody, then don't tell me.
Well, I don't know how to tweet it out. I don't know how to do it. I sent it to RJ. If RJ wants to send it out, he can send it. I have no idea how to do it.
But over, like, we should watch thinking you're going to do pretty well, right?
No, yeah.
Okay.
I don't think I'd be talking about it as much as I was talking about if I got embarrassed. But I didn't realize they were going to. So they did it. They actually did it last night before the Oilers game on ESPN Plus. They released, they showed it. I saw it first. Someone sent it to me on TikTok. But I just thought it was going to be like, you know, here's Rick doing a shootout against Connor McDavid. Oh, no.
What did they do?
Oh, they had. I mean, you'll see tonight. I don't have the full version of it, but it's like its own segment.
Be honest with me. Did he have any idea who you were?
Yeah. We bonded a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. Pietro robs him!
You get it? I just sent it to you.
Yeah, I did. Look at you. I'm so impressed with your technological skill. I mean, you have everything going on right now.
I wouldn't say that.
It's all happening for you.
We'll find out what happens with these picks I make today.
I'm a little nervous about that.
Because you know it ruined my whole weekend.
Oh, I know it does. And it's so good. Because I honestly root for my picks, but I root more against your picks. Because I know it drives you mad.
I don't think you really know, though. Because if you know,
I know.
It gets me.
No. It gets you insane. Like, because you know what? There's nobody better to listen to when one of his games misses than you, and the vitriol and the excuses. Like, oh, and Njoku, and the only way they win that, and then Devontae Adams, and he makes this one-handed catch, and it's nonstop. I absolutely adore it. I do. I love it.
Because it's real. That's real hate.
Oh, it's great.
That's what you're hearing. It's real hate.
It's great. No one a worse loser than me, though. No one.
Nobody. No. You're
no.
a baby.
I hate losing. I'm no baby! I can't stand it.
Who's the baby now?
I'm the baby.
That right there is an underrated drop. I'll tell you what, though. Here's our problem. And this is why I love you so much. I hate losing way more than I like the winning.
Yeah.
Winning is fine. I'll celebrate for a second. But it's the losing that just eats at me. Can't go to sleep at night.
It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. All right. Speaking of the losing, the Giants have lost their last two, but I feel similar about now. I feel really good about the Jets. I feel good about the Giants too this week. I think that I am not sold on Washington. Right, their front line is good. They have a couple of receivers who are good. Heineke's whatever. Giants front line is good too. Like I Giants quarterback is better. I think the Giants are going to win this game. I feel really good about the Giants heading into this one.
Well, here's the thing, though. You can say Heineke. But listen, this team plays for him, man. I mean, this team, whatever it is, for whatever reason, they play for this guy.
But it's not like the Giants don't show up.
No, I think the Giants will show up. I mean, they have to show up. They have no choice. I mean, they should have lost. Washington, even Peter would tell you this, as much as he loves his Commanders, they probably should have lost to Atlanta.
Atlanta had second and goal at the two.
Yeah, right.
And so, yes, they should have lost that game.
But they're rolling right now. Yeah, I mean, you got one team that's feeling good about itself, could get Chase Young back, and then you have another team that's reeling a little bit.
You want to hear something interesting? Of the four of us, the one I feel the most hesitation in saying that team will win, RJ, the Niners.
See, RJ loves his Niners, though.
You love the Niners this week, RJ?
He loves them.
I feel pretty good about them.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you going to take the Niners this week?
I told Rick, I'll be fully transparent. They're in the five of games that could be chosen.
Tell you what.
You're not going with them.
I knew tell you what. Me.
I knew it.
You didn't know it?
I knew it.
I'll tell you what. If you were to take the Niners, and is it a 4-point spread? Is that still accurate?
Yes.
You'll have some opposition.
All right. And now to prove I'm not dodging you, it's in consideration. I don't know if I'm there yet. It's between that and one other game.
That's fine. Well, I'm there.
Well, I think you have to take it now, RJ. I mean, he's challenging. What he just did was he laid down the gauntlet.
I'm challenging your manhood.
Yeah.
Your little manhood.
He took his out and just slapped it right on the table.
Right on the table.
What are you gonna do
in a bun?
I'm not all that concerned about that.
Tie it in a bun?
Yeah, I'm not.
No, not tie it in a bun.
In a bun?
Placed it into a bun.
Well, okay, oh, that's even stranger, I think.
No, I don't think so.
Why would I think of like a man bun?
Your mind is twisted.
You really are. Ray, when I said that, did you think it's like a man bun?
At no point.
No.
At no point.
Why would you tie it
into
my, a bun?
It's my puppetry past.
That opens up a whole other slew of questions.
Into a bun. Oh, I love the show. I love it. I go wake up at 3 o'clock and enjoy the show. This show is so entertaining.
I got to take the day off.
This man did shows.
Why would you tie it into a bun? All right. ESPN New York presents.
You know who does that?
What?
You know who does that?
No.
Taylor Heineke.
Heineke! ESPN New York presents an evening with New York Yankees. This is very serious and very good. New York Yankees manager Aaron Boone, hosted by Michael Kay. Thursday, December 8th. RJ, if there's an important game, you'll definitely be there, right?
I would love to be there. How about you? Are you going?
No. This intimate dinner event is your chance to meet Aaron Boone. For your chance to score a pair of passes to this exclusive event, download the free ESPN New York app, scroll down to contests, and submit your entry. Brought to you by Jackpocket. Download the Jackpocket app and get your first Mega Million or Powerball ticket for free using code ESPN. Must be 18 or older to play. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 877-8-HOPE-NY. Visit jackpocket.com/TOS for terms of service. 1-800-919-3776. So, yeah, I feel good about the Giants, and I stand by it. And I'm not going to leave that take. And you don't disagree with that either.
No, I think the more desperate team in this situation has to be the Giants.
But you've lost not, two only, straight, not only the more desperate, like the Giants outside of, I mean, really almost every game but Detroit have completely shown up this year. There's no reason I think the Giants don't show up for this one.
No, I don't ever question. They're really, I mean, they're a team that shows up. I don't question if they'll show up. Will they make enough plays? Will they find a way to get Saquon Barkley going?
He hasn't gotten going in a while.
No, that's what I mean. That's again, and when you look at Washington, I know you don't love the quarterback, but they got some good offensive players.
Oh, listen, this running back, Brian Robinson, is good. Gibson is pretty good, right? McLaurin is really good.
Really good.
Yeah, really, really good. Giants get a little healthier this week, though. Offensive line should be
a huge boost. They were so depleted.
Oh my God. Still not going to have McKinney. Still not going to have a Dory Jackson, though.
No, I know, which is a huge loss. I'll tell you what, though. You know who I was impressed with? I thought Brightwell ran the ball really hard.
He did, but listen, I love Saquon, and he's awesome. But how many times do you watch a football game and you're like, boy, this nondescript guy, he ran the ball really well. Like, you can find running backs.
I know, but you can't. But that's saying, here's the thing, though. Like, Bam Knight ran the ball hard, but you miss Breece Hall like crazy.
Oh, of course. Listen, Gary Brightwell is not Saquon, and Knight is not Breece Hall. But my point is you can find replacements even for the best running backs.
No, yeah, you say that, but, I mean, one of the teams in the NFL that is of the same mindset, or so you thought, was San Francisco. We can find guys, and we'll use a bunch of guys. But when they had the opportunity to jump all over Christian McCaffrey, they did it. Because some guys are just different.
Yeah, some guys are different. And Saquon is one of those guys. But my here's my question. Again, I don't want to get off on a tangent into, you know, next year and the future and all that kind of stuff. Right now, do you want an elite cover corner or Saquon?
I would take the elite cover corner.
All right. So, I mean, I think it's something you have to think about. This is not just a you keep Saquon under any circumstance.
Well, how about an elite? Like, listen, I mean, we say that, and Sauce has been fantastic. But, like, how about what elite wide receivers have been doing now in this new NFL?
They're all over the place, too.
Well, no, but the impact those guys have. And you have nothing resembling an elite wide receiver.
The best receiver is Darius Slayton.
Nothing.
And he's not feeling well right now.
Yeah, but listen, I like Darius Slayton, though.
He's fine.
Yeah, he's fine. He's good. He's fine.
He's the definition of an average receiver.
Did you watch Steph Diggs last night?
He's awesome.
Oh, my God, is he good.
Dave feels very strongly about Darius Slayton, dating back to a June email.
Well, yeah, I do, and I stand by it.
You said he stinks.
Well, I don't think he's very good. He's been better than stinks this year. I'll give you that.
He's a nice player.
He's been much
better
than stinks.
No, stop it. He's a nice player.
Darius Slayton was hyped up as like a secret weapon for years.
He's a nice player.
Oh, no, he's one of the few good draft picks.
He's fine. He's fine.
He made a nice catch last week.
Yes, he's fine. He made a nice catch last week.
I don't know why you have to be so negative about your players.
I'm not being negative.
To your guys.
Okay, so what do you want me to be, you? Or I just, oh, this guy's great and that guy's great. No.
How dare you? I don't say stuff like that.
Then don't, guy's good, don't he's pigeonhole good. Me.
I don't quit on my guys as quickly as you do.
Well, you know what? Fine. You want to wear that?
You see Odell in town, huh?
Yeah, so Odell in town yesterday.
Took the private plane this time.
Yeah, they flew him up
private. I think that's probably the best route for him.
Giants were like, hey, we can't trust you on commercial. We're going to fly you up private.
We'll throw you on the private jet.
I mean, I'll tell you what. I don't know. It's a fun story to think about, like him coming back to New York. But I would be interested. I'm so interested to see what he has, like what he's going to look like when he comes back this season.
How much are you going to see? Like, when's he going to come back, though? He said, I've been signed yet.
He's got a couple meetings now.
Yeah, but
I think he just recently got medically cleared.
So when are we going to start to see him? Week 16?
Dude, he blew his knee out in the Super Bowl.
I'm not saying that, but like, how much lead time are you going to get before the postseason? Like, if he's with the Giants and they don't get in, you could see him for a week.
Yeah, well, that's going to be part of his decision and what he's
going to
get.
I don't know why we're going through all this whole charade. He's going to Dallas.
Well, he's got meetings with who? Dallas, Giants,
Buffalo.
And Buffalo.
Yes. Okay. It's going to be Dallas, and it should be Dallas.
Probably. That would make the most sense.
It feels like the perfect match. Did you see the throw last night?
Unless you feel like it's going to screw with the chemistry in the locker room. That's why Santiago's nervous about it.
Is that right, Ray? Are you nervous about that?
I mean, it's a little bit of that, but in all honesty, I don't think it's a lock to Dallas just because of how cheap Stephen Jones is. So I don't know that that's a lock.
They print money.
Okay, they print money, but they still don't spend a lot of it outside the organization. Like, go find the last big free agent signing that team made.
Would it be really how much are you going to have to pay for him?
He wants $20 million a year, and he wants more than this year.
Right. He wants this year and at least one more year.
They've got other contracts coming up next year.
So. You know what? If he's going to get $20 million a year, I'm going to say this, and it might be an unpopular take. I don't want him on the Giants.
Why? Because you already pay Kenny Golladay 18?
No, I don't want to lock in $20 million a year on a guy that I'm uncertain what he's going to be. And then on the field and off the field. I don't want him.
Dallas may be doing some gamesmanship, too.
But here's the thing, though. You don't know how much he's going to help. I mean, and what you can do. I mean, what? Like, I don't know where you'll draft. I'm sure wide receiver would be, you know, high on that list of priorities, but yeah, that's scary. I mean, it's a scary thought. You don't know what he's going to, like, how much he's going to contribute to you making the playoffs this year.
Would I take a flyer on him for the remainder of this season? Absolutely. Would I give him $20 million a year for next year? I don't know, man. That gets me nervous.
One of these teams will. That feels like, I mean.
Let it be Dallas.
But that's why
I say I'm not sure it's going to be Dallas.
His best chance to win a Super Bowl would probably be Buffalo, though, no?
I don't know. I think Dallas is good.
Yeah, Dallas is good.
Dallas is good.
Here's the thing. I'm not sure that he's going to be what pushes Dallas over the top. Dallas's offense is doing pretty good lately. I'm not sure it's a receiver that they need right now. They need to shore up the run defense.
Doesn't Dallas have the highest scoring offense since Dak came back in the NFL?
They do.
Yeah.
Well, Dak is the best.
Well, plus Gallup looks like he's starting to get healthy. So.
And that Pollard is a home run hitter.
They actually just opened the practice window for James Washington at receiver. So they have reinforcements there, too. They don't necessarily need Odell.
So do you not want Odell either?
Listen, it'd be nice to have him, but I'm not falling over myself. Oh, we've got to bring Odell in.
Could you imagine if the Cowboys of all teams don't sign him because they don't want to spend the money on Odell?
Have you been paying attention to the Cowboys over the last few years?
It would be pathetic.
They don't spend money outside the organization. They don't do that. If they do that, it's more of a surprise. That's their entire thing. They draft and develop. That's their thing.
Come on, Dave. You know that.
Oh, sorry. I apologize. That's on me. Did you see that throw last night on the play that was called back from Josh Allen to Stephon Diggs?
I did. Do you see the throw? Do you see the touchdown throw where it looked like he was going to go out of bounds in the Patriots corner?
No.
Just quit
yeah, of
play.
Course I saw it. What do you mean, did I see it?
I would imagine that's going to be on the film in the Patriots locker room.
They quit on the play.
Going to quit on this play right here, huh? Good
one. Bad. That was really bad. But listen, Buffalo's a good team. What are they, 8-3 now?
Buffalo is.
I think they're 8-3.
Do you feel like they're starting? Do you feel like, okay? Here's the question for you, because you've been down on Buffalo. Have they righted the ship in your mind, or you still have concerns?
I still have concerns.
Buffalo's 9-3.
9-3. I get confused with how many games each team has played now because some have had the bye and some haven't. So they're 9-3. So they have 5 games left. Do you have their schedule in front of you?
I do. Of course I do. By the way, that's their first division win.
They lost to the Jets. They lost to Miami, and they haven't played New England yet. Is that right?
That was the first game against New England.
Mm-hmm. So they're
your Buffalo Bills team that you were a little nervous about. They have the Jets coming up at home.
Right.
Then they have the Dolphins at home.
Wow. It's a big stretch.
Then they're at the Bears.
That's a win.
At Cincinnati.
That's a good game.
And they finish off the season home against New England.
That should be a win. They could run the table.
You think they could run the table, huh?
I think they'll beat the Jets. I think they'll beat Miami.
What about at Cincy?
That's the one.
That's the tough one. That's the game. That's the game of the weekend, though, the Cincinnati Chiefs game.
That's a great game.
Great game.
Great, and I'll be taking that game, too.
You're going to take the Chiefs, aren't you?
I think don't put words in my mouth. I think there's a pretty good chance I go 3-0 this week.
I don't like – here's the thing. And I said this to my father-in-law yesterday when we were going over all
this. Did he tell you to take the Bucks?
No, we're done. Bucks are dead to me. Never.
Which means
the Bucks
will cover this week, yeah.
Of course. And I'll feel terrible about it. But I said to him, because we both liked the Giants. And he's like, yeah, but that's so close in Washington. I said, I'll tell you what, though, because Dave likes the Giants. And for some reason this season, and man, there's been other, but for sure this season, you have the pulse of this team.
Yes.
You didn't like them against Seattle, they lost. You didn't like them against Detroit, they lost.
Like, yes.
You got a real feel for this team.
I do. You're accurate with that. And I'm usually pretty good with that. Like, I have a real pulse of my teams. And I don't like the Giants this weekend. I love the Giants this weekend.
Yeah, but this is different level this year, though. It's almost like you're in the locker room. You got that kind of feel.
They should put me in the locker room.
Like you're running team meetings.
I've heard Dable's the greatest, by the way. The greatest.
I played that clip.
I
to you
know, but I heard that. I heard from someone else this week who spent time with him. They said he's amazing.
That's more than half the battle. If the guys like you,
the guys love him. They absolutely love him.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.